Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We are back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and we are so ready for this episode today. Yes, today we're talking all about soundtracks. So we're not talking music, we're talking a different kind of soundtrack, and we will get to that in just a second. But what's the book that we base this off of? Because we read a book and our parents read a book that kind of had this concept that we developed. Yeah, so our parents both went through a book called Soundtracks, that's the title of it, by John Acuff. Mm-hmm. And John and his daughters, McCray and Ellie Acuff, they both wrote a book for like a teen version of that book. And the teen version is called Your New Playlist. We went through that one. We kind of shouted that book out a few times, like in our previous episodes, if you've been paying attention. Yes. Good for you. But that's kind of where we base this idea off of, because they talk a lot about the power of mindset and how that applies to your life, how, you know, mindset can change everything. It's a whole big concept, but we're kind of going to kind of just like hone in on the idea of specific soundtracks and what they can do for your life and what we use.
Yes. So the concept of soundtracks, when you think of what is a soundtrack, it's probably something that repeats in your brain. So if you're playing a song that you just absolutely love, that's a soundtrack that is on repeat constantly. And once you hear it so many times, you're probably going to sing it. Like, you know, when you're walking around in your day, and if that song is on repeat in your brain, then you're going to either sing it to the people around you, or it's still going to be, you're thinking about it. And the same is true with this soundtracks concept that we've got. It's some sort of phrase that's in your brain that you repeat it so much to where it comes out in your actions. So, like, for example, there's a really silly one that we use all the time that is not super motivational or whatever, but it is so helpful to us. It's this phrase that we heard our grandfather say, and it repeats in our brain, and it definitely shows in all of our actions. So what is it?
Air is the enemy of food. So it kind of sounds stupid,
but it's so smart.
It's so real, because our grandfather,
he's a big cook.
And so he was doing some different things. I don't even remember when he said it to us, but he was like, "Now, girls, remember, air is the enemy of food. You have to remember this." So now every time we'll go to close a Ziploc bag,
make sure all the air is out.
You got to make sure all the air is out. So now our food stays fresh at the Caldwell house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just a one goofy version of a soundtrack, but that replays anytime we're in the kitchen, anytime we're getting something ready. That's constantly in our brain, so that impacts the action that we take. And obviously, again, that's a silly example, but we also have things that implement, like, things that motivate us. So what are some other soundtracks that we use, just the two of us, in our life that changes the way we act?
One that my dad has told me 1,000 times, which he actually got this from the John Acuff book Soundtracks, which I don't think that was actually a quote from John Acuff. He credited it to somebody else, but the phrase is everything always works out for me.
Yeah, that one's one of my favorites. Dad uses that all the time.
Yeah, and he says it in like any situation, whether you're stressed out or you're worried about something, anxious, whatever it is, he will tell us like, hey, everything always works out for you. Mm-hmm. As in, if I'm worried about a test, if I'm not like, oh, what if I don't get a good grade on this test? Then he'll just tell me, hey, everything always works out for you. Like, you've studied, you've got this. It's in the back of your brain. Like, everything that has worked up to this moment, it's all going to work out for you at the end. So why put all of your attention, your energy, your effort, whatever it is, into that stress when you can just know and be secure in the fact that, hey, everything always works out for you? And it gives you kind of like a peace in the moment. It's like, okay, I know everything's always going to work out for me. I don't have to worry about it. Something's going to turn out. Something's going to work out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it works so much with the small things we stress over, because, you know, there's obviously a bigger issues like college and stuff that we stress over. But if it's as small as, oh, I can't find a parking spot, what am I going to do? Or, oh, I can't, what if I'm late to class? Like, it's not going to be, everything always works out for you. So it's not a big deal. But another one we use a lot of times that dad uses is it going to matter in 5 years? Mm-hmm. Which you could interchange that with whatever number you want. Is it going to matter in 10 years? Is it going to matter in 2 weeks? But it kind of puts it into a perspective of, hey, what truly matters in life? Because life is short, as people say all the time. So what truly, what are you spending your time doing? What are you stressing about that kind of goes with the one we were just talking about? That is this really going to matter in 5 years? Because if it's not, then quit worrying about it.
Yes, I love that one too. I literally told myself that earlier today. Like, I just burned that one through my brain. Is there any others that you found from like authors or speakers or anything?
Yeah, one, I love following Sadie Robertson Huff, all of her Live Original stuff. And I read multiple of her books, but I read one of her books. It was either a devotional that she wrote, her Live on Purpose devotional, or it was in her Live book that she wrote, or maybe both. I don't remember. But her phrase was turn up the contrast. And I don't know why, but this caught my attention. She said, okay, when you're thinking about editing photos, like for Instagram or for posting some, however you want to look at it, when you're thinking about editing photos, the little contrast button that people mess with, sometimes they tweak that one just a little bit, or they'll turn the brightness down just a little, or they'll turn the noise reduction, or like all the different little tiny things. But she noticed that if you turn the contrast just a little bit, no one's going to notice. If you turn it all the way up, people are like, whoa, what did you do to that photo? Like when you turn the contrast all the way up on the editing settings, then it's very noticeable. And she said, we should be turning up the contrast in life. As Christians, especially, you should know, the world should see something completely different in your life. They shouldn't just see, oh, there's this little thing that this person's doing. Maybe that's a good sign. Or, oh, this person's a little different here, a little different here. Not that little things aren't great, but overall, you should see a big difference in somebody that is following Jesus and their life has been changed. So we should be turning up the contrast every day to love people as much as we can and just have our life kind of overflowing with all the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, kind of like you're going all in.
Yeah,
it's either you're all in or you're all out. Like, go all in and make sure that there is a evident difference.
Yeah, yeah, it was such a like go big statement of just turn up the contrast all the way, whether you're afraid to do it or not. So I love that one. I use that one all the time.
Yeah, and it kind of gives like these phrases that we've already used, like they're very different from each other. Like that one is definitely more of a motivational, like, hey, go all in. Turn up the contrast. You know, it's kind of, you do different things so that you can be motivated in different areas and you can be encouraged with different things. And I know that one we use kind of like a house rule almost is my dad always, well, I don't say always, but he tells me a lot, there are no victims in our house because, you know, half the time we'll be getting in a fight and I'm like, well, she did this to me and she's not giving me enough time in the bathroom in the morning. And he's like, hey, there's no victims in our house.
And when we fight too, then we're like, well, she always does this or she always does this.
Yes. And it's always blaming something on the other. And that whenever he says that, it just reminds you like, hey, take the responsibility and initiative for yourself and know that not everything is happening to me. Like, it's just, it kind of puts it into perspective that, you know, okay, it's not always blaming the other person. I need to take responsibility for my actions and my consequences and everything.
Yeah. And another funny kind of house rule, I like using the term house rules or soundtracks, that we have is you're not ready till your shoes are on, which is again, one that we got from John Acuff. But it kind of puts your brain into a spot of, hey, I'm not completely ready. Don't tell anyone you're completely ready until you have got everything ready. Don't just be like, hey, yeah, I think I'm ready to go. But then you've still got to put your shoes on or put your lip gloss on or put your earrings in, whatever it is, which is, again, a really simple thing. But it's something that's implanted into your brain. And I think with the soundtracks concepts, the ones that work best for me or the ones that stick out to me the best are the ones that I need the most work on. Like the turn up the contrast when I was talking about, I feel like I sometimes need to know, hey, you've got to go all in. You can't just be like, yeah, I'm a lukewarm Christian or whatever you call it. You have got to go all in and not be afraid of what other people think of you. So that's, I think, why that one sticks out to me so much. And another one, like I'm really bad at procrastinating. So I use the soundtrack sometimes. It's like, oh, I'll stop procrastinating tomorrow. I'll stop doing that tomorrow. I'll start that project tomorrow. And that's something that is a terrible soundtrack for me. And I have to figure out how to fix that because that's something that I struggle with a lot. So I have to think, okay, I'll do it today. We're going to do it right now. Or let's change this as soon as we can. You know, something, mm-hmm. I don't really have like a phrase for it, but just something that sticks out to me because I know I'm bad at procrastinating. So then I have to figure out a soundtrack to fix that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And sometimes like you don't always specifically tell yourself like, I'll start procrastinating tomorrow. That's right. Just like an ironic thing that kind of comes up with you. But soundtracks are also, they're literally just something that you repeat constantly to yourself. And
yeah,
that can be bad. Like a lot of times I'm a huge overthinker and I also kind of like lack courage a mm-hmm. lot of times. And sometimes I'm more introverted around people that I'm not as comfortable with.
Yeah.
And so I'll think like, oh, I need to get to know this girl. And if I walk away from that situation and I feel like, oh, I didn't even get to know her anymore, then I'll tell myself, I'll be like, well, why didn't I just do it?
Yeah.
Why didn't I just
look back on it
and
regret
it? And that's not helpful in the situation, but it's something I say like a lot to myself. And it's a bad soundtrack because I'm just repeating it to myself and I'm bringing myself down in regret instead of saying like, okay, I don't like the way this turned out. So how can I do better next time? How mm-hmm. can I prepare better or push myself better for next time?
Yeah. It's just this perspective change because everything that you tell yourself that might be negative or bad for yourself, just like change it a little bit and then it'll make you act differently.
Mm-hmm. The three main questions that when you can kind of identify, sometimes our thoughts can completely like overtake our brain and take up all the space in there.
Yeah.
And so the three main questions that John Acuff in the book for teens, he said, okay, ask yourself, is this thought helpful? So is this going to help me push myself, be better? Or is this going to make me feel better about myself? Like push my self-esteem. So is it helpful? Is it kind? Like, would you say that to somebody else? I don't know, maybe if you're a mean person, maybe you would, but if you're a kind person, kind of put yourself in their shoes. And so think like, would I say that to somebody else? Like, would I say, well, why didn't you just do that? Mm-hmm. I would not say that to you. Mm-hmm. That would bring you down and mm-hmm. be not helpful to you. So is it kind? Is it helpful? And is it true? Like some things that you can kind of think of, it's like, it's not even a fact.
And you over-exaggerate things a lot too. So when you're in a lot of times with anxiety or when you're stressed out, overwhelmed, you'll say, oh, well, this always happens or this never happens.
Nobody
or,
likes
I'm never
me.
Gonna get yeah. those words that are like
very
way
general, very vague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those it's are like, not true.
That's literally not true. There's not everybody doesn't hate you. I mean, maybe a couple people do, but it's
but that's
like
life.
You have to actually know, is it true? Is it helpful?
Right.
And is it kind? So then you can identify if one of those, if two of those or all three are wrong.
Yeah.
Then get it out of your head. Like get it out.
Yeah.
Get it gone. You need to be filling yourself with more positive things that are going to help you, are going to be kind to yourself and are speaking truth in your life because then you're going to be more fun to be around for other people. You're going to like yourself more and you're just going to like feel better about it.
Yeah. So I think the goal for today, the challenge maybe that we're going to encourage our listeners with is identify your soundtracks. Think about what are the things that you're telling yourself all the time. And if it's something really encouraging, like one of the ones that we've used, then that's great. And make sure you're using that on a daily basis. But if it's a bad soundtrack, if you're talking negatively to yourself, or if you've got something that's blocking you from taking your full action or whatever it is, then get that out. So try to figure out what your soundtracks are and then figure out which ones you need to add into your life.
And honestly, if this concept is really hard, like to put, if that's really hard for you, if you're a really negative person or something, and it's hard for you to like put good thoughts into your brain, then try it out with something silly like air is the enemy of food, because you're practicing
you'll remember that.
The concept of the soundtracks. So then it'll be easier when you can actually get into a more serious topic. So then it can be like, oh, I've had exercise with this or whatever it is.
Right. And as we wrap up, we want to give a little shout out to John Acuff and his daughters, the Acuff family. This episode would not have been possible without them. And the book has just helped us so much. We all need help with the way we think, obviously.
And they have a new book that just came out recently. It's called How Teens Win.
You know,
we haven't read it yet, but
Hey, Acuff family,
if you're out there, send a copy our way.
Yes,
send a couple
we'll do
copies.
A review on
do
it.
Do a review on it. Maybe put it in a giveaway if it's good.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure it's great. But thank you guys so much for joining us today. And we'll see you back next week for another episode.